Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
Welcome to the FM Magazine podcast. In this episode, Senior Editor Oliver Rowe speaks with Associate Professor Nick McGuigan, who creates innovative, future-looking business education programs at Australia's Monash Business School. Their conversation focuses on the need for integrated thinking within organizations and how it can be developed in individuals. Here's Oliver.
Welcome, Nick.
Thanks very much, Oliver, and thanks for having me.
Interest in integrated reporting continues to surge. A KPMG survey, for example, found that over 70% of Australia's largest organisations are using at least some of its principles. Would you agree, Nick, we're reaching a critical mass?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think we're now seeing organisations begin to understand the real importance of managing the different capitals that they use to create and add value. Understanding that value is added in multiple ways and not just through the financial capital is critical to the long-term viability of any organization. So this is especially the case in a technologically dominated and driven world of artificial intelligence, automation, and global connectivity. We're now seeing a shift away from a solely reductionist approach in organizations, that is, trying to break up different departments and organizing units with a deep dive analysis. While of course that's important, organizations are also starting to see that of equal importance is where they fit within the larger business ecosystem and the very real need to manage this accordingly. There are global pressures on organizations from multiple perspectives. We now see modern slavery acts, for example, in the UK and Australia. We see employee and consumer pressures on businesses that are creating equality, diversity, and social inclusion opportunities. The very real financial and business risks that natural disasters like our recent Australian bushfires have proven to kind of show in our local businesses in Australia. Investors are also really interested in this information, and they're showing an increased demand for it.
And how does integrated thinking work at the business level? Does that have a role in company success?
Yeah, I think if an organization is able to think in an integrated way, then they have a deep understanding of the various capitals. Those capitals being the financial, the natural, the human, intellectual, manufacturing, and social relationship capitals. It's important for the organization to understand how they're used and managed through the business model to create the value for the organization in the short, medium, and long term. It just makes good business sense. And an integrated approach means that these capitals are viewed quite holistically as a type of system, that an impact on one capital is going to affect the impact on another, and that needs to be managed accordingly. There's going to be compromise and contradictions between the different capitals we're using, and these need to be carefully thought through and designed in a way that creates successful outcomes. Of course, management accountants play a very real and critical role because we're the ones that are able to connect this information right across the business. I think the practical issue here then becomes, how is that information connected and how is it collected, and in what language and languages is it communicated to others of interest? So are the financials, the numbers, the only way to report this information, and how can we get an integrated balance between the quantitative and the qualitative data that we're bringing and collecting? And I think that's where us as management accountants may need to develop further our own expertise, perhaps for now, but also definitely into our futures.
Integrated thinking starts at the individual level, you've suggested. So for management accountants, is that how you see it?
Well, in general, yes. Granted, of course, we're influenced by the social context around us and the way we operate within our own businesses. But the actual thought process, it must occur in the minds of individuals before it can ever really be achieved at an organizational level. I've spoken with the ex-chair of the International Integrated Reporting Council and global corporate governance expert, Mervyn King, quite a bit about this. Mervyn was instrumental in creating the King's reports for global governance. And I've had many conversations in this regard with him. And where I see the majority of the work, it's concentrated at the organizational level. So what's coming out of our professional bodies, what's coming out of the International Integrated Reporting Council, often thinks about integrated thinking at the organizational level. And of course, that makes sense. To create an integrated report, we need the organization to think in an integrated way. But ultimately, what I think we're forgetting about is the individual that is coming to have those conversations also needs to have an ability to think in an integrative way. So for me, the answer lies in the ability to fit individuals within the organization to think in more integrative ways. This, of course, is developmental, and it's not at all that easy to achieve, as it means really developing the ability to structure complex reasoning and appreciating that there are multiple paths to create that integrated account. I often see accountants looking for examples to the IRC for guidance on the development of integrated reporting, in other words, a way of producing such a report. But what we're sort of not necessarily, or we're failing to appreciate, is the unique context in which our organization operates. We have to be able to connect our business to those capitals in a way that's unique to the organization. And so often there might not be a standard approach to be able to do that, which means we have to be able to think more integratively and perhaps even more creatively too.
And how do people change to think in this way?
That's a very interesting question. So psychologists in the 60s were working on they were doing a lot of work around conceptual integrated thought. And they found that there were certain characteristics that assist in developing more integrative thought within professionals. Those characteristics include complexity, first of all. So that is an ability to understand and be comfortable with complexity. This means we're able, as management accountants, to recognize complex relationships. We're able to start to visualize them, and we can appreciate the ambiguity, the contradictory nature of some of the information, as well as it's not always complete. The second characteristic we need to be thinking about is the idea of adaptability. We approach problems in new ways, and we can start to recognize that new approaches are needed. So we have to be comfortable with change and the change process, and know exactly when we need to adapt for different situations. And then the last principle they described was this idea of open-mindedness, a willingness to see another viewpoint, thereby showing openness to interpretations different from our own. So when we start to really analyze integrative thinking, we start to see that professionals with high degrees of empathy, that are autonomous in nature, and that are guided by internalized principles, that is, having a very strong sense of business purpose, are the strongest and most developed integrative thinkers. Critical to achieving integrated thinking, of course, at the organizational level. So there are practical things that we can start to be doing to try and achieve more integrated thought, both in ourselves as management accountants, also flowing through to the organization. And sometimes some of these things we can be doing practically aren't always necessarily what we might think of within our professional trainings. So, for example, what we've been working on with professionals back in Australia, as well as our students and graduates at the universities for developing the professionals of the future, is we're trying to think about doing something which makes us really uncomfortable. So putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations on purpose and trying to learn from those experiences. So, for example, if we're used to order and structure in our daily environments, then heading to a creative art class over the weekend, it might make us feel a little bit more uncomfortable. It could be foreign to our ways of thinking. But in doing so, we have the opportunity to learn from others we may not have contact with before, and we can start to see how we are reacting to an unfamiliar situation. Of course, that tells us a great deal about ourselves, but it also tells us more about our ways of handling situations and adapting accordingly. A second thing we're starting to think about is this idea of gaining new insights and new perspectives and how we might go about doing that. A colleague of mine in Stockholm describes that process as a type of social bubble hopping. And so in bubble hopping, we start to hop across different communities or social bubbles to understand ourselves, but also other perspectives in a clearer way. So, for example, I might be used to heading to a baseball game in the weekend, and that's the bubble I'm most familiar with. It's the context in which I I enjoy and operate within the weekends. So I decided to then head to a scientific talk on evolution at the Museum of Natural Sciences, or I might go and head out with a group of rock climbers on a Sunday afternoon for a different type of exposure and experience. So trying to get exposed to different perspectives, which are then building our own ability to create an open mind, to be adaptable, and to think in complex ways. Of course, bubble hopping can be applied and operationalized within the organization as an opening up of different experiences. Bubble hopping to different locations, of course, bubble hopping to different departments, different experiences that you might gain in the professional context. And then the last thing I think we can start to think about is looking for opportunities that are not the ordinary. I always like to think of that process as a type of developing one's own curiosity. Looking for opportunities that may surprise us, that thinking about alternative ways to develop our own types of empathetic reasoning. So one of the best things, to give a practical example, I was very interested when I was a young professional to try and develop my communication ability, and I wanted to think about something that wasn't thought of before. So I enrolled in an Alternatives to Violence course, which is often designed more for prisoners rather than the general business professional, if you like. But what was really fascinating about that course is it was all intensive experience learning. So there was no ability to learn through notes or any of that type of process. We had to experience the type of communication process. And in doing so, I was able to try to transition myself into the viewpoints of other individuals, given the case context in which we were exposed to. So that intensive experiential course designed as a way of putting ourselves in the shoes of others, understanding alternative perspectives to our own, and starting to develop an ability to empathize with others. It's not something that I'd come across before in my business training, but it was something that's been so critically effective to my role as an accountant.
Thank you, Nick. And today, what would be the top three takeaways for management accountants from our conversation?
Yeah. So I think, first of all, number one, I think we really do need to appreciate that there the need for both an internal and a systems view of organizations. I think as management accountants, we need to be thinking, of course, across our organization and across the business, but we cannot forget about where the business sits within its could have more of a business ecosystem or environment approach. It's going to be increasingly critical into our future how we manage those, both those internal and external relationships, and how we integrate them together. The second thing I think is really that in order for an organization to think in an integrated way, we as business professionals, we as management accountants, we're going to have to be able to think in more integrative ways. And developing our own ways of integrative thinking will be crucial into the future. And then the last point I think to take away from the talk around integrated thinking is that we can actively work on our own levels of integrative thinking. And it relies on an understanding and awareness of complexity, an ability to remain adaptable and flexible to new situations, and an ability to develop an open mind. All of these things we can actively be working on through both our professional and also our personal lives in a way that will start to link and add value to our professional careers.
It's been a fascinating conversation, Nick. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for having me, Oliver. Greatly appreciated.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the Association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The Association, its subsidiaries and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.